Beijing Radio.
Up next, Newton.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Construction of Rosad Market Shelter in Matero Constituency nears completion. Milenge Town Council hands over 2025 CDF loans to 36 beneficiaries. In international headlines, bus crash kills 25 people returning from funeral in Kenya. And in sports, all set for expanded 2025 curling black label Samuel Zoom Ndlovu Charity Shield. And now the news in detail. A total of 19,625 people have benefited from the Cash for Work program across Nalolo District since the inception of the program in August last year to date. Nalolo Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says last month, government released 2,127,157 kwacha to Nalolo District to continue implementing the Cash for Work program, which was initially scheduled to come to an end on June 30, 2025. Mr. Kandimba says from August last year to date, government has disbursed a total of 14,912,953 kwacha 89 ingwe to Nalolo District for the implementation of the program. He says out of the over 14 million received under the program in Nalolo District, a total of 11,775,000 kwacha has directly been paid out to 19,625 individuals, while the balance was spent under administrative component.
From August last year to date, government has dispersed a total of 14,912,953 kwacha to Nalolo District for the implementation of the program. Out of the over 14 million kwacha received under the program in Nalolo District, a total of 11,775,000 kwacha has directly been paid out to 19,625 individuals, while the balance was spent under administrative component. As a local authority, we are pleased that the implementation of the program is going on smoothly across the district, and we are up to date with payments to the beneficiaries.
The construction of a railside market shelter in Lima Ward 30 Matero Constituency has reached an advanced stage, with works currently at 70% completion. The Sakar City Council LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Volumba Nyambe says the construction is funded through the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF at a total cost of over 1 million kwacha. The project commenced in July and is scheduled for completion by September this year. He says once completed, the market shelter will accommodate over 300 traders offering secure and well-structured trading spaces that promote a conducive business environment. He unveiled that the Lusaka City Council LCC aims to stimulate commerce and trade in the area by providing a safe and organized marketplace for local entrepreneurs.
And through this initiative, the council aims to stimulate commerce and trade in the area by providing a safe and organized marketing place for local entrepreneurs. The new facility is expected to enhance economic activity within Matero constituents and surrounding areas, supporting small businesses and reinforcing the role of infrastructure development in the, you know, in just driving local trading.
Milenge Town Council has officially handed over the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF loans amounting to 4,263,500 kwacha to 36 beneficiaries in Milenge Constituency. Officiating at the ceremony, Luapula Province Minister Nason Musonda described the occasion as a demonstration of the New Dawn government's commitment to inclusive development, economic empowerment and poverty reduction, especially in rural and remote areas. Mr. Musonda says of the total amount, 550,000 kwacha has been dispersed to four beneficiaries from loan recoveries, while 3,736,935 kwacha 61 ngwe has been allocated to 32 beneficiaries under the 2025 CDF allocation. He says the amount dispersed is not just money, but it is capital for change, and that it represents an opportunity for 36 cooperatives, clubs and individual entrepreneurs to grow their businesses, create jobs and contribute to the local economy. Speaking at the same event, Milenge Town Council Vice Chairperson Charles Mfula thanks the New Dawn government under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema for the continued commitment to decentralization and grassroots economic development. Western Province UPND Media Team Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says the New Dawn administration has scored many achievements due to the tactic commitment to uplift and improve citizens' lives. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mulemwa says it's gratifying to note that the much-appreciated free education policy has triggered over-enrollment in schools, as parents and guardians are now able to send their children to school in both urban and rural areas. Mr. Mulemwa says more so, the increased CDF has significantly improved citizens' welfare, as well as created a conducive learning environment for pupils through locally made desks, which in turn has boosted the local economy.
These and many other ongoing infrastructure developmental projects rolled out across the country speaks volumes on President Hichilema's focused leadership and tacit commitment to improve citizens' welfare. He promised economic recovery and has achieved this remarkable feat through methodical implementation of economic reforms, which included debt restructuring, give the country headroom and breathing space to resuscitate the ailing economy he inherited.
Now, Ntasa Primary School of Kapirimposhi District was yesterday delighted by the handover of two ablution blocks from Mfratel. More details in the following reports by Alex Sianga.
As Tandankocha says, investment in infrastructure is a long-term requirement for growth and long-term factor that will make growth sustainable. Infratel is on a path to uplift the living standards of Ntasa primary students through the handover of 1x3 two ablution blocks. Here is what the guest of honor, District Agriculture Coordinator Lambeka Kapembwa, had to say.
Today is a day of progress, of partnership and of promise. I extend sincere gratitude to Infratel for this generous and impactful gesture. As the New Dawn administration, under the leadership of the Excellency Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, President of the Republic of Zambia, we have placed education at the heart of our development agenda. We believe that access to quality education, supported by the safe, clean and inclusive cleaning environment, is a powerful enabler of equality and long-term national prosperity.
Meanwhile, the District Commissioner of Kapirimposhi, Francis Ha Salama, appreciated Infratel for the development and urged community members to unite for further development.
Twalumba maningi kamba ali amali ngubaluza mali manji maningi twakoma na ikutupa ma toilet aya ali mwasika jindi jibotu kamba kuti yaba full education ibana mbanji ani nga ma toilet akusangu na okuno ndiza lambe kuti mukagweresa wati imabotu twakoma na maningi ali mu ndalumba ba mai ba Ntasa ano ikuyuma ikukhala okuno musokwe ino mujo oreja kwa amala itasika tunu tusekera ma toilet asamba tulie ino cha tulomba Infratel tulomba wamba kuti mutalegi ya jinchi mwa jitape amujizumana kutu kwa haguno kutasa mabona mbutu wa zinguluka hindi yetu pengeje tujianda amu ma toilet tujianda makiasa ama jigolo ama toilet ababa teacher besu ino mwagute jintu chibo tukapati.
The Ntasa Primary School head teacher, Lazarus Sichilema, says the school has been in existence for 41 years, and as for today, it has 370 students, 6 permanent teachers, houses for teachers, and that the school is happy with an addition of 2 ablution blocks from Infratel.
Guest of honor, Amanda, we are very grateful to the Infratel Corporation Limited for the construction of 2x3 ablution facilities for our learners.
This has truly come at the right time when the learners were in need of the toilet. This toilet will help in improving on health and sanitation.